Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Scott Jarzombek. And what's your title at the library, Scott?
I'm the executive director of the Albany Public Library.
And he's here to talk about a newspaper article that I had seen a couple weeks ago in the Times Union about, you know, many more people that have drug problems are hanging out at the public library. So, Scott, how bad is the problem, and when have you seen it escalate? How long has this been going on?
Well, to be honest, we've always had issues, like any other public space. There's always been issues. For as long as I've been a public librarian, that's about 20 years. You know, there would be marijuana use in the bathrooms, people coming in drunk, a little bit of other harder drug use. But what's made this bad is the opioid epidemic. And that's really what that article was about. And I don't want anybody to ever think that, you know, the library is full of people doing drugs. In reality, it's still a safe, peaceful space. But we saw an uptick about 2 or 3 years ago, actually maybe even longer than that, 4 or 5 years ago, in heroin use and needle use in the bathrooms of our libraries. And we realized we needed to do a lot more than just kick people out and make the bathrooms hard to use.
So what did you come up with? What kind of a plan did you come up with?
So about a month ago, we hired a community support specialist, someone with a little bit of a social work background. And that's something that libraries are doing across the country, not just because of the heroin epidemic. There are other things that the library does and deals with and services that we do that really do kind of have a social work aspect to them. So this person is here to support that, but one thing that they are working on and one thing we want them to focus on is not just opioid use in the library, but opioid use in the city itself, and to maybe the library to kind of be, you know, on that front line of dealing with this epidemic.
Okay. And so you say this is a nationwide issue where people who have, you know, a drug problem might want to hang out in a public space like the library, correct?
Correct. I mean, it's like all the other issues that any other public space will have. People are comfortable here. People know that this is a safe place. It's why we have so many public meetings. It's why we have so many people walking in through our doors. The issues that we have out in the street, we're going to have in our buildings as well. And I think for some, we're some of the only public restrooms that are open, especially at our Washington Avenue branch. We're the only public restrooms open for miles. So, with public restrooms comes drug use, especially intravenous drugs. So while we have in the last year put some things in place and we've really seen a drop in needle usage in the libraries, I don't think it will ever go away 100%.
So what are you doing to ensure that people that don't go into the bathroom, whether it's a men's room or a ladies' room, and shoot up? Do you have people watching the doors, or
at some of our branches, the bathrooms are very close to public service desks. So yes, at Washington Avenue, we have what's called a community engagement clerk. We took the model of security and made it so that they could do some other library-related stuff, like helping people find rooms and helping with programs. So they monitor the bathrooms a little bit, but also at some of our branches, we've begun to lock the doors. So in order to get into the bathroom, you actually have to come to a public service desk and ask for the keys. In smaller branches, that works really well. At larger branches, it's a little bit more difficult. At Washington Avenue, our largest branch, we now have what will soon be two public bathrooms that will be locked unless someone receives a key from the staff. And we feel like that's a great way to protect people who want to be in a cleaner, single-use bathroom. The other thing we've done, which wasn't very popular, but it's been very effective, is now at our Washington Avenue branch, the bathrooms close 15 minutes before closing. Because what we're having a lot of issues with was a rush of people around closing time coming in just to use our bathrooms. And while we want to provide those bathrooms to the public, that's actually when we found that we're having the most amount of activity that we don't want to welcome in the building.
So how long has this been kind of a problem at your library? And would you say at the same time that this was happening, it was happening at other libraries within New York State and across the country?
So my first experience with not needle usage, but, you know, people drinking and hiding bottles in the bathroom, and there was some other drug usage, was back when I was a branch librarian in the early 2000s at the Howe branch of the Albany Public Library. I experienced it again when I worked at the Poughkeepsie Public Library, and we even had a situation in one of the smaller rural libraries I worked in. So this has been going on for quite some time. It's just we've seen an increase since opioids have become really the more popular street drug. At Albany Public Library, we've been seeing needle use. You know, we've been calling EMTs for what could be overdoses, for the 4.5 years that I've been here. So it's really not a new problem. What's new is the fact that the library realizes that we have to do something about it outside of just kicking people out.
When you talk to other people in Albany, you know, whether they're elected officials or business owners or nonprofits, are they experiencing the same kind of problem that the Albany Public Library is experiencing?
Yes, and where we're a little different is we have public restrooms. Other businesses around the area, their restrooms aren't open all day. And a lot of them have changed the way they're providing bathrooms. I know along the Lark Street corridor, some of the businesses, it appears that they've either shut their bathrooms down or made it really difficult for those bathrooms to use. So, this is a problem across Albany for multiple organizations. It's just that because of our bathrooms are so accessible, we've seen an increase in use here.
Now, I'm sure you've talked to a number of people, not only here, but maybe in different parts of the state, maybe you've had conference calls. What do you see as the solution to this problem?
So, yes, the libraries across the country have been talking about it. People have been doing presentations. I was at a national conference where there was actually administered Narcan. I am not sure what the solution to it is. I have my own personal beliefs that this is a socioeconomic issue that particularly affects urban areas because that's where the treatment centers are. Many of the people that we have spoken to about their drug use in the library do not actually originate from Albany. So if you look at some of the treatment centers, especially one that's close to here, there are people coming in from the hill towns. There's people coming in from other counties that are taking part in these programs. And that's particularly unfair to the citizens of Albany, especially those who live in low-income areas where these treatment centers typically get put. So I think there needs to be some ownership of this issue, not just from Albany, but from the towns and municipalities where this problem is an epidemic. And I feel that in some ways people are just kind of getting shipped out of their suburban towns and shipped to Albany so Albany can take care of the issue.
When you first realized what was going on And you witnessed some of this stuff when it first happened. Were you shocked?
I wasn't shocked because, you know, again, I've seen drug usage in the library for years. When I moved back to Albany, I was shocked by how badly the city had been hit by the epidemic. That was really, I had moved away from Albany. I had lived here for 10 years, moved away, and then moved back after being gone about 4 or 5 years, and had been told that heroin and opioids were bad in the city, but I had no idea how in the middle of the day you saw people who were obviously high on these drugs. And that was a big surprise to me, you know, and upsetting because I love this city. And, you know, I love the Lark Street Corridor and I love Washington Park. And those areas are hit by this problem. I believe that the police, I believe that City Hall, I believe a lot of people are trying hard to help. The local bids are trying hard to help with this situation, and it just seems like a really difficult one. This is a drug that, you know, it's nefarious the way it affects people in their life, and it seems to be a drug that, you know, people are totally comfortable with being high, you know, in broad daylight and walking down the street, and that really brings to light how bad the situation is.
What do you mean by being comfortable walking down the street?
There have been days where I've walked around the library and it was evident that there was a person walking down the street and they were high on heroin or an opioid. And, you know, typically you would see that at night, but it seems like the addiction is so strong that people just use whenever they can use. That's upsetting to see. It's upsetting to see people strung out or high, you know, right out in the middle of the public. These are people who need help. And, you know, I think everyone wants to give them help, but it's a really, you know, it's what it does to people's lives is really upsetting.
You know, there's
so, you know, one.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So, you know, one story I've been sharing, because it really hits home with me, is I was against the library having Narcan or having a drug like Narcan on the premises. Several libraries across the country have been training their staff and providing Narcan to staff at the desks. I was completely against this. I had gone to a couple conferences, gotten some training on it, still was not comfortable with it. I was not comfortable with my staff being kind of fulfilling that kind of first responder role. However, a few weeks before Christmas, I had come back from a meeting. A facility staff member told me that I was needed in the bathroom, and there was a young man who was overdosed on heroin to the point where it was affecting his breathing, and he did not seem like he was going to live for much longer. We had called the EMTs. You know, our first responders in Albany are excellent. They typically get, you know, to a situation like this quickly. However, they weren't there yet. Luckily, the woman that this person who overdosed was with had Narcan on her. I saw Narcan administered to someone who was actually overdosing, and I realized I changed right there and then and decided that, yes, my staff, if they're willing, should be provided Narcan and should be trained in how to use it. And, you know, that was the first time I'd ever seen. We had had overdoses before. We had a death in one of our libraries about 3 years ago. But that was that was the first time I had ever seen someone. I've seen people use in the library. I had never seen someone overdose before, and that was alarming to me, and it made me realize that this is a problem we can't ignore.
Now, if this is a problem not only in Albany, in New York State, but throughout the country, have you thought about any solutions to this problem? Because it's not getting any better.
Well, I'm always one to say that education, first and foremost, not just for our staff, not just for the public, but, you know, it's really important that parents particularly are trained to see signs in early drug usage. The kids, you know, they're they stay away from this. This seems to be a early teen, early 20s, you know, when people begin to use. So some education for parents and family members out there on how to see this in their friends and family, and what programs are out there to get to them early. From what I've seen, some of this usage, you know, starts in young adults, in 20-year-olds, and it's kind of ignored by the family. Those families need to learn how to recognize it, how to deal with it, and how to do early intervention. I think that's probably where we'll see the most effective stop to this epidemic. You know, other than that, I don't know. I mean, this is not an area of my expertise. I know that it's affecting the library. I know that we're going to do things to help people who are already addicted. We're going to make it so our places of business aren't welcoming to drug use. We're going to have communication with programs that are providing services and treatment centers. I don't have, you know, a simple fix, and I don't know if the library and the library community has a simple fix for this. This is really a pervasive and damaging epidemic that's going through all of our communities. But I think some of our civic leaders are being great in taking ownership of this. But again, I think this needs to not just be an Albany issue. I think some of the surrounding areas need to take ownership of this as well.
So, you know, I'm sure this is a problem that's not going to go away, and I'm sure you at the library face many, many little challenges on a daily basis. So, Scott, I look forward to talking with you again on maybe some of the issues that come up from time to time. You know, would you be willing to come back on Focus on Albany?
Whenever you want me to.
Thank you. So you've been listening to Scott Jarzombek, and
yes,
this is Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes, comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter. Thank you, Scott, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a wonderful day.